I can hear them.
Come on!
A lot of people think of them as the hairy coo with the big horns.
Oh my, look at them all down there on the flats running up.
Now they're not going to lift me up with those magnificent horns, are they?
No, not at all. They're mostly interested to know whether or not you have some hay for them.
Aww.
No, they're very docile.
Come on!
Well, that's good to know. Hello, Margot Foster with you. The hairy coos with the big horns coming up the steep slope to greet me belong to Beck Tudor and her partner Beck Lind. This enterprising couple have a small 90-hectare rough bush block near the town of Plenty in Tasmania's Derwent Valley. Just 12 months ago, they launched their Highland beef brand on the local market. And now they've been announced as state winners in the latest Delicious Produce Awards.
Yeah, so the Scottish Highland breed is one of the oldest domesticated, in fact, the oldest domesticated breed of cow. This particular breed really thrives under these conditions. To begin with, they're browsers. So they're quite happy to go and forage for their food, and they will select food that will meet their nutritional needs. Obviously, they very much enjoy the grass. They'll eat the native grasses, but they'll also eat the thistles, the wattle, the
And is that a healthy sort of diet then, having that range of food?
Yeah, absolutely. And they'll self-medicate as needed. So the purple flowers on the thistles, they'll actually go for those when they're needing the copper. So they'll be able to find the food they need, which is fantastic, especially when they do range up into the bush at certain times of the year. The wonderful thing about the Scottish Highland breed is that they're resilient and they're robust. So they're not a fussy breed, I suppose. They're fantastic breeders as well. So we don't intervene into the birthing process at all. They're fantastic mothers. They'll actually stash their babies in the bush and hide them for a few days on many an occasion. So they are fantastic because you can have a low level of interference into the daily life. And for part-time farmers like us, that's quite an important feature.
They're so gorgeous. They're almost like toys. Do you name them?
We do name some of them. Not everyone, but our breeding girls in particular we do name because they're with us for a long time. They get to live into old age here, and they can live to over 20 years old. So
oh, wow.
I think they deserve a name.
And that little one there, looking at us, that little ginger.
Yes, that's Matilda.
Okay, she's a good breeder then.
Yeah, she is.
Let's go and meet her.
As Beck Tudor just mentioned, she and her partner Beck Lind are part-time farmers. They both hold down city jobs as well as managing this farm. Their goal is the production of ethically raised, full-flavoured beef within a sustainable environment. No mean feat when they're farming on such a tough bush block.
It's a great thing to be recognised for the quality of your product through an award. Does that change your approach to what you're aiming for, though? Is it kind of complex because you've got a sustainability philosophy and yet you're in the market, you're a business?
Absolutely. We're quite realistic about the fact that we're not looking to expand at this time. So, yeah, we've been having these discussions about what does it mean. It was fantastic to be nominated for the Delicious Awards, and then to be announced a state winner was just absolutely amazing, given that it was only just over 12 months ago that we actually launched our brand in the market.
Well, I think it's quite hilarious because the two girls hold down town jobs. You're on the farm, which is a steep block, and it's a quite tough country, isn't it? And yet, here you are. You've grown them. I mean, you had to grow them for 3 years before you actually started preparing them for
slaughter. Absolutely, and that's right. And while I say we launched the brand just over 12 months ago, Beck Lind bought the first cattle back in 2010. So she had been sowing those seeds for more than 6 years. But we also not only had to grow the animals, we also had to grow the market. So at this stage, we believe that we're the only farmers growing Scottish Highland cattle for beef and selling it commercially in the state. And this stage, we believe that we're the only ones selling the product into restaurants on a regular basis. And so we actually needed to create that market for ourselves as well. And that's been a really interesting journey.
So it's a niche market?
Yes, it is. We're not going to be the beef on the menu day in, day out in a big restaurant because we can't supply that sort of quantity. And so with the success of an award, I suppose, it's about deepening relationships and to also look into other ways that we can collaborate and work together with chefs and restaurants and other businesses.
So tell me about the quality of the meat then.
We consider that the animals aren't mature enough for slaughter until 4 years. So the meat is full flavoured by that time. Highland cattle is known for having beautiful fat marbling, which is partly because of the beautiful coats. So they're insulated on the outside, and so they're able to marble their fat through the meat. So it's a beautiful yellow fat because these are grass-fed cattle, and it's beautiful, rich meat, as I said. So our customers really enjoy the diversity of the cuts that they receive when they buy meat from us, and the slow-cooking cuts in particular are some of the cuts that people at the moment are really passionate about.
So it's the whole beast, really. There's no waste.
Absolutely. Well, we only slaughter one animal every 4 to 6 weeks, and our aim is to sell every part of that animal before the next kill.
So how does this landform dictate how you run the operation?
Oh, it means that we don't rush things, and that's about also our own resources as well. We practice, I guess, slow farming in more ways than one. It is just the two of us, and we don't own a lot of machinery, and we don't have staff. So for us, given the nature of the land as well, we try and take it slowly but surely, and that suits the cattle as well. So it's not ideal for improving your pasture, given the nature of the sloping land. It's rocky as well. So it is very much a case of working with the land in the way that we farm and the way that we live on the land, rather than, I guess, working against it, which I just think would be a very tough battle.